Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, Ken. Oh, Kenneth.
Yeah, ding, ding, ding.
I love seeing you every Friday.
It's a good time, isn't it?
You know, even though I took Monday and Tuesday off, this week felt so long.
Yeah, boy, if I hear one more thing about Russians or whatever. Oh, geez.
And here I thought you were going to play the smallest fiddle in the world for me.
No. Because I know you can take it. You're a workhorse, man. You're made of iron.
Ken, get your nose out of my butt. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on FM 94.9. It's Jeremy with me tonight, our San Diego craft beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright.
Hi.
And Ken, they done brought the boardroom in on us today.
Yeah, we got the whole board here.
I'm a little intimidated.
We got the big board.
We've got the some board members from the San Diego Pink Boot Society. We've got Laura, Nicole, and Candace with us tonight. Welcome to the program, ladies.
Hello.
Yeah. How are you?
I feel very blessed to have you in the studio tonight. And, you know, once again, Ken, you and I are outnumbered on the air, and I'm okay with that.
We are. You know, I don't mind at all. I like to be put in my place.
Oh, that'll happen.
So for anybody who doesn't know, Pink Boot Society is a what, Laura?
We are a nonprofit that is, put together for women in the brewing industry to help advance their careers in the brewing industry.
So you're a support system for women in the brewing industry, because we all know from Ken, you and I sitting here,
it's guys that look like me and Jeremy
across from so many brewers with beards.
Yep.
It is a total dudes club.
Yes.
And it being a dudes club can be hard for women in the industry who want to get into brewing, who have a passion for beer just like we do.
Yep.
It's difficult, and Pink Boots helps women in the brewing industry further their career and get jobs that they want.
Right, and we offer scholarships throughout the year, and we offer different educational aspects. There's local chapters, and mainly the educational aspect of the scholarships is what we do.
Very cool.
And you guys have done a really good job about highlighting what you do in San Diego by working with a lot of the breweries that are out there to do collaboration beers on International Women's Brew Day.
Yes.
And you've got something coming up in June.
Yeah, so on June 2nd, we're celebrating our 10th anniversary with a conference. And we have an all-women panel, or essentially an all-women day for...
So only women can go to this conference.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure.
Yes, we're trying to keep you all men out.
Good thing I asked.
Yeah. Or did you want to come?
Well,
Can't, no.
You can buy a ticket, but I probably deny it.
Wait, Candace is... What?
All right, don't ask
Candace, do you have something to say?
Don't ask the lawyer anything.
Ken,
Candace is an attorney.
You don't want to go to the conference. You want to go to the day after the conference?
Yeah, you want to go to the beer festival.
That's the beer
festival. Where they're serving the beer.
Yes,
that's right.
June 3rd is where the party is taking place for our 10th anniversary.
And at Liberty Station.
We're going to talk more about that as we get into the program. But, you know, we got to start with some libations. We need to loosen Laura up a little bit. So we're going to be trying some beers tonight. Some are Pink Boots beers. This one, not a Pink Boots beer. This is just something you brought, Laura. You work at Stone. So.
I do. I am a small batch brewer for Stone, and I brought one of our pilots. This is the Double Bogey. It's a 4.4% beer, and it's to start us off easy, slow. Nice, because we're about to go into some really strong, heavy beers.
Mm. I was going to say, I drank mine already. Is that okay?
Yep.
Wow, there's that's more delicious.
I guess awesome. He liked it.
Excellent.
It's kind of lemony and a little hoppy, because we're Stone.
It's very refreshing.
And this is only a pilot beer? They just kind of turn you loose and let you do whatever you want?
No. Oh, no. That's not what they let me do at all.
Well, it's a pilot system, so, I mean, how does a beer like Double Bogey come about? Or do you do something you don't remember?
The latter. I don't remember.
You know what? It's a damn good beer.
That's okay, right?
And if it never sees the light of day, at least we drank it today, and at least we enjoyed it.
It was good.
That's it, Ken. I've had it up to here with you. We just got started.
Up to where, big boy?
Just a girl from No Doubt on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's FM 94.9. Drinking craft beer with our friends from the Pink Boot Society. Nicole, Candace, and Laura with us here tonight. talking about a very, very cool thing they've got. 10 years as the Pink Boot Society in San Diego, supporting women who want to be in the brewing industry, want to further their career in the brewing industry, want to develop themselves in the brewing industry. There is a huge 10th anniversary celebration going on June 3rd, Liberty Station. Buy a ticket, support them, because this is one of the few festivals that happens where 100% of the proceeds actually goes back into their scholarship program to help women in the brewing industry.
All of the money that's even being raised that started is all going back to the scholarship. 100%. So we're doing this all as a volunteer. Nobody's getting paid to do this. This is all us doing it on our lovely own selves.
There was a time when women basically owned brewing.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Nothing but women.
Yeah.
And they're taking it back.
And then you guys took it over.
I had nothing to do.
It was the Industrial Revolution.
Do you have any idea like what percentage of brewers are women? I mean,
so this is something that we've been trying as a society. We've been asked it several times over several years, and we've never been able to have a strong number. And up until this year, we actually have a few universities are going to get together, and they're going to do a bunch of polls, and they're going to
help us
to come up with some actual numbers on like who's in the cellar, who's in packaging, and who's in brewing, and who is owning, and who works in like the accounting, the graphic designer. I mean, because it doesn't matter if you're, you know, on the admin side or if you're in the production side. If you're a woman in the industry, you're still, you know, unique. And it's something that nobody's doing, or not that many women are doing. So,
but more and more are.
Yes. There's definitely been a change since I started back in 2004 for Stone. And then to now, it's definitely been a huge increase.
You're equalizing the playing field.
We're trying. Good. We're trying to make
sisters are doing it for themselves.
We are.
And that's what the whole conference is about. The day before the beer festival, it's women helping women. That's because it's a full female panel.
Yes,
that's what the conference is all about.
Yeah, it's two tracks, and we've got all women. It's different. We have different aspects. So one's brewing, and then the other side is the business of brewing. So
now, do people have to be members of the Pink Boot Society to attend?
No, they do not.
So if women want to just go and if they have an interest in brewing or something like that,
they just have to buy a ticket and we'll take
them. Where do they go to get tickets?
You can go to pinkbootsociety.com.
Org.
It's an org.
I forgot. My bad.
Pinkbootsociety.org if somebody wants to attend the conference on Friday the 2nd.
Yes.
And for the festival on the 3rd,
same thing.
Place?
You just have to finagle the website.
And that's where the beer drinking is.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't mind, I think that's the one I'm going to.
There is some beer drinking at the conference.
Can we talk, can we talk more about this beer drinking thing? Because I think we have another beer sitting in front of us. Who wants to take this one? Because this is a Three Weavers beer. Now, is this another Pink Boots collaboration beer? What's the story behind this?
It is.
Ooh.
So Pink Boots is actually an international organization, and San Diego holds about 10% of the membership, which is insane. There's so many women in our industry here in this city. And LA actually has a chapter, so we reached out to them, and I was like, hey, let's brew a beer together for International Women's Day, because that would be even more fun. So we made a Goza. And it was bottled and released. So it's something you can buy. It's called Magnificent Voices.
So we reached out to Alex at Three Weavers, and she's been a big proponent of Pink Boot Society for several years now. And she's actually kind of in on the behind the scenes stuff. So she's big into what we're doing. So when you
approached this beer, what was your take on it? How did you want to separate this from any other goza that's been made?
So we put some lemongrass in this, and that was actually Devin Randall's suggestion. If you guys remember her from Port Solana Beach.
Devin. She's up in LA now.
So it's a collaboration with the Arts District Brewing.
Arts District Brewing, that's right.
And we also put kombu in it. Mm. Yeah, I knew that would get you.
What is kombu?
That sounds like it's good for you.
It is good for you. Yeah, it's just dry seaweed.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
So it's really salty. So we got some natural salinity for the goza from that.
Did you add salt to this, or did you just get it from
we
that?
We did add some salt to it as well.
So refreshing.
This is really good.
So easy
really
drinking.
Really good.
It's summer.
Well, the wonderful thing about it was that a bunch of people from San Diego, from the San Diego chapter, went up to LA and we brewed it. So we had Karen Barnett and we had Aaron Hill.
Not her.
I know, all those women. We had a bunch of women that went up there and it was a lot of fun. Yeah. Took a whole day.
You know what? Knowing that that Karen had something into this, I could already taste. The reason this beer has attitude is because of her. Done. How about we R-E-S-P-E-C-T this a little bit?
Oh, nice.
Kenneth, help me.
Oh, man. I'm getting carried away
with all this amazing chick rock. But I dig it. I think the world needs more distillers than a City of Angels in the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's FM 94.9. It's Jeremy drinking with tonight, as always, our San Diego craft beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. We've got the ladies from the Pink Boot Society. They brought the board members in on us. Nicole,
members
Candace,
of the board.
And Laura. So glad you could come here today. Members of the board.
Gotcha. Yeah.
We're going to figure out who we're going to vote off. Hamby, you're done. You're fired.
Go
get me another beer.
Get out of here.
Wrong.
Talking about Pink Boot Society, 10th anniversary coming up in June. There's a big conference on June 3rd at the Lafayette. And then, of course...
it's the other way around.
Oh,
it's
wait.
The conference is on the 2nd.
Ah, that's
the
right.
Festival on the 3rd.
Festival on the 3rd.
All
the
celebrating.
Liberty Station. It's all about the celebration. It's all about the beer fest. You said 38-some-odd breweries that all support Pink Boot Society are going to be there pouring
yes.
beer. You've got taco trucks, you've got food trucks.
We have food trucks. We have a female DJ. We're going to rock the house. It's going to be a lot of fun on a Saturday.
So while the 2nd is more geared towards women, the 3rd, please, everybody come and celebrate what we've been up to for the past 10 years. It's a huge deal. Men and women alike, please come and join us.
You're going to be pouring a lot of your Pink Boots collaboration beers that you did, what was it, last month?
Yeah. Well, no.
March 8th.
Oh, my gosh. Two months ago.
It's March already.
May.
Oh. Well, I mean,
I don't know what time it is. It's May, but I feel like you guys just did it like last month, but it was in March.
It does feel like
so
that.
So you're going to be pouring some of those beers at your festival.
They will be there.
You want to buy tickets, it's pinkbootsociety.org. And then we had one of those beers you guys brewed with our friends from Rock Bottom.
Carly Smith.
Wow. Boy, that's...
Ken, are you already sampling the wares?
Yeah, I couldn't help myself. The smell was so intriguing.
Can't you wait for the damn explanation?
No, I can't.
Fine.
Savage.
Rock Bottom, we've got Carly Smith. She's the brewmaster there. Well, that's according to her crawlers and her growlers that she's signed all of them. She's so fancy.
Wow. Awesome. Love that.
But this is the Pink Boots Big Boots Brew Brewster's Braggot IPA.
Brewster's Braggot.
Right. I can't remember how much honey is in here, but the per barrel of honey is insane on this beer. So it's
hence
so
the
sweet.
Yeah, the alcohol went up.
So a braggot is that a beer with honey or is it a mead with barley?
Oh, you just blew my mind.
Ooh.
So is that what a braggot is?
It's like
from a legal perspective, it is a beer with honey.
Ah, thank you, Candace.
The lawyer
the
has
craft beer attorney.
If the ABC is asking, it is a beer.
Gotcha. So honey is the adjunct in it.
Yes.
And,
120 pounds for 8 barrels.
Wow, that is a lot of honey. And Laura, you were telling me that when you brew with honey, you never quite know what to expect.
Well, we didn't, obviously. So the idea this year for the Big Boots Brew Day was do a historical recipe. And a lot of people, and then I chose to make it like cohesive. I wanted people to use honey or molasses because that's super old school. And everybody did. And I think a lot of us struggled with when once we added the honey, we didn't realize that it was going to ferment so far. And all of our beers were
so
super
fast.
Alcoholic. But
oh, darn.
Really nice.
Is that why I'm enjoying this so much?
It's really nice. It's not, it's a very enjoyable beer. It's not like fusely alcohol.
I was going to say, it's not sticky, and it's got a nice hot bite.
And it's
to
not
it.
Super sweet. It's yeah. just very enjoyable. It's nice and. There's like some honey and there's some caramel malts. There's like, it's just really enjoyable.
I was going to say, the closest thing I could compare this to is like a rye IPA with just a little extra honey sweetness. But no, like Ken said, there's no fusel alcohols right. in it. There's no burny. There's no right. stickiness
but
to it.
But it's got that rich mouthfeel.
Yeah.
Like a rye IPA.
Great mouthfeel, yeah. but it doesn't finish to the point of where no. I'm trying to brush my tongue when I'm
right.
done.
It's something that you can go back to and have another one of.
That's
even
a good
though it's
idea.
8.8%.
I was going to ask, what's this? 8.8?
8.8%.
Ken, are you already on number two?
Ken,
well,
we
brewed some other weird yeah. beers for this. So also at South Park Brewing, we did a collaboration with Monkey Pond, all of Scott Blair's female employees, and we made a Gruit. So that is no longer on tap because we drank it all in San Diego. But it will be available at the festival on June 3rd if you want to try the Gruit. Yeah, do you guys know what a Gruit is?
I was going to say, Ken,
it's a tiny tree. Look at outer space.
That's a Gruit, you jackass.
Oh, sorry.
What is a Gruit? Come on, you're the expert.
A Gruit is a beer brewed with other additives than hops to give it its flavor and preservative effect.
And I had to beat that out of you? You know, Ken, it's a night like tonight that I really, really, really miss our friend Casey from Casey Arts Cocktails. It's a rock and roll happy hour on FM 94.9. That is our good friend Florence and the Machine with Shake It Out. Because tonight we drink with our friends in the Pink Boots Society, getting ready to celebrate their 10-year anniversary in June.
Woo, 10
huge.
Years.
Huge, huge, I tell you. Huge party. Just like my hands. Huge party. June 3rd, Liberty Station. You guys are pouring a buttload of beers, a lot that you collaborated with.
A bigly amount.
A bigly amount.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Dang, Laura.
Speaking of which.
Oh, Laura. Oh, thank you, Hamby, for reminding me. I got to get our last code word out. Part of Free Ticket Summer, you want the VIP experience for SPF 94.9, then grab your phone and text TAN, T-A-N, three little words could stand between you and your chance to go to SPF. Text that to 61749. Message generates may apply. Now, you got some dark beer in front of me.
Now, should this
I,
beer.
Should I be scared?
No. Only if you want to be.
Get into it.
It's very dark.
So,
this is another collaboration that Pink Boots did with Fall Brewing,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Fall Brewing.
So, yeah, this is another International Women's Day Big Boots Brew beer for Pink Boots Society.
Well, you guys are collaborating all over the place.
Did we get around?
Whoa. Hey, you said it, Laura. Not
Laura
me.
Gets around.
For the record.
No.
Yeah.
So, about this beer.
Yeah, anyway.
The beer is called Thanks Obama, and I can only imagine that's because it was a riff from the White House homebrew recipes that they had posted back at the Obama administration.
Yeah, so Nicole set this up with Ray over at Fall, and I threw him out some ideas, and he was like, well, Obama did a historical recipe, let's do that. And I'm like, okay, cool. So,
and we love
that's
Obama.
That's what we did.
So you did a take on Obama's take on a historical recipe.
Yeah, I think we didn't really modify much. I think
no,
it's
we didn't modify
much,
anything.
Wow. Really?
<It's pretty laughs> much
this is the White House recipe.
Well, did you taste his original recipe? I mean, I didn't.
I was never invited to the White House to try that.
But yeah, it's really roasty. There's a whole lot of chocolate like happening in this beer, but. It's big.
A lot of honey, the honey porter.
Oh, I was going
to
say, so
it's got a sweetness
it continued that honey.
The ancient fermentables.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. So that's that was the running theme, was honey. So you'll see honey throughout all these beers or some sort, except for the three wheelers. They just chose to go off on their own.
All coming together now.
You're going to raise
I
money,
see
you
what
can
you
do whatever
did.
You want.
So what ABV is this?
I don't know.
Enough. It's enough.
You know, it's always scary when everybody looks around.
It's less than 5.7.
So the tag says.
Everybody looks at the lawyer and goes, can we talk about what this beer really has in it? So this is one of the beers you may be pouring at your festival on June 3rd.
It will definitely be there. Fall's going to be there pouring. And because Fall has members of the Pink Boots Society, this is not just a random conglomeration of beer people and breweries. These are members. And some of these are actually women-owned breweries.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
It's very unique.
Are you sure this beer is only 8%? Because I'm starting to feel it. Ken, one of the things I love about you is that the whole time I'm playing music, you're watching Jeopardy yelling at the screen. Like
I know. It's Golden Hind. It's the uncle. Golden Hind.
That's absolutely amazing. It is a rock and roll happy hour at FM 94.9. It's Jeremy with me tonight, as always, our San Diego craft beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright, and the ladies from the Pink Boots Society board. We've got Laura, Nicole, and Candace here talking about their 10th anniversary big, big beer festival happening June 3rd, Liberty Station. Please go to pinkbootssociety.org, get your tickets today, because it is going to be a beer festival that you do not want to miss. And the best part about this is not 20%, not 5%, not 1%,
not 50%.
100% of the proceeds from this beer festival are going to go back into Pink Boots Society scholarship programs that help further education of women who want to be in the brewing industry, who are in the brewing industry. If you have any interest, please check this out, buy some tickets, drink some amazing beer, and I think it's about time we end this on a high note, another Pink Boots collaboration beer.
So many collaborations. Yeah, that's the one. So this the last beer we're going to have is actually from Belching Beaver. So it is called the Blackstrap Boots, and it's brewed with, you know, blackstrap molasses.
Ah, because as Laura said early in the program, all these collaboration brews you tried to do around honey or molasses. So this fits right into that.
Yes.
And they put ginger and cinnamon into it as well.
This is basically like a molasses cookie. This is going to be Christmas, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, I can't wait to try this.
It's a snickerdoodle.
You're a snickerdoodle. Wasn't that your name in prison?
Depends on what week.
Okay. Just check.
What week? What cell block?
Oh wow, it really does. That smells like a molasses cookie.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of cinnamon going on.
Mmm.
Smells like Christmas.
It smells like Christmas.
Oh my God.
Christmas in June.
Yeah, well, I'll take it. Christmas in May at this point. Soon to be June. Well,
we're close.
Hey, we're right.
You know what? With the beers we've had tonight, it's close enough. Oh, wow, that's really good.
We've made it very evident.
Very
we
tasty.
Don't know what month it is.
That is a great finisher right there.
Please tell me this isn't like 11%.
It says it's 9%.
Oh, okay. There you go. 9% is sessionable.
We believe everything we read.
Super easy drinking.
Wow. You know what? I don't think I've had a beer like this that's had blackstrap molasses in it that's been so easily to get down. I mean, I want to drink
more of this.
You know,
it's funny. You smell the molasses on the nose, but when you drink it, it's not overly cloying or anything.
That's what I'm talking about. That extra sweetness isn't there. It's all been attenuated out. It's very...
Sweetness, I was only joking when I said...
We did not choose that song.
So the best part about all of our Pink Boots beers are that all these collaborations, when you go to the breweries and drink them, they're donating money to Pink Boots for our scholarship program. So not only do you get to drink good beer, you're doing it for a cause.
I love that. And if they don't have it on tap in their tasting room right now, the last place to try it will be at your Pink Boot Society 10th anniversary celebration, Liberty Station, June 3rd. Am I correct?
Yeah, have you noticed that there's a running theme is that we actually have a nonprofit that goes to education and scholarships. And
that is
that's
really
all
cool.
We're doing. There, it goes to nothing else. So
that's why I love you.
We love you for a lot of reasons.
Well, I'm a lot of fun.
Since Casey is doing this Live Nation concert thing, we should have you in for her stead. You want to take her seat? How much do you know about cocktails?
I like to drink them.
You know what?
Likes to drink them. She brews amazing beer.
That's close enough.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.